Okay, Dave. Yeah, I gotta take my camper into Circus World, Camping World, to tomorrow. I have been having issues with my electric awning hasn't worked in a couple of years. Every now and then I try and troubleshoot it, and where the motor's at, all them screws are just rusted out, so you can't open it up. And the switch is okay. The switch is passing power the way it's supposed to, but so somewhere is between the switch and the motor. I checked the the wire nuts and all that crap. It looked like it was okay, but I'm not an RV technician, but I am an electrician, so I can troubleshoot that kind of stuff. But I wasn't getting any place with it. Then I had a slide out. If you ever get a slide out on the camper, do not get the cable ones. Those things are a pain. I tried adjusting them because my motor was amping out, so I adjusted so the motor's not amping out, but it's still not right. And no matter how many YouTube videos I watch, it may look easy, but it's like, nah, this ain't working that way. So, again, that's another thing they got to work on. But, what else was I going to say? Should have wrote it down. Oh, my printer. Ron mentioned the printers. I got an HP, 6455E. It's telling me I got an error code of an E0, which telling me was just meaning it's a bad. I got a bad cartridge, and I just bought a colored cartridge for it, and it was working fine for a little bit. We don't use it that much, but anyways, it's got an error for that. And so I tore it apart. I cleaned all the contacts. There was a little ink on the printer side, so I cleaned that all off. But it just keeps coming up. I can't get rid of it. So I don't know if I got a bad cartridge that I just bought or what. But anyways, that's my problem. Thanks for doing that, Dave. And 73s, everybody. Have a good night or good week. And back to that control. This is an AKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bobby. I guess as far as slide outs, it doesn't matter which one you have, whether you have the cable one or I've got the Schwintex, and they say that those are problematic. I haven't had a problem with the one on mine, but it's funny, you get on YouTube and you listen to one person, they tell you, oh yeah, you got to lube them. And it tells you how to lube them, and it's quite complicated. It's not an easy process. And then somebody else comes on and says, no, actually the manufacturer says you shouldn't lube them. And so I'm not sure where to go from there. Actually, we got up to Bay City. We found a little water on a corner. I thought maybe it was by in front of my water heater, where my water heater sits. I was sort of worried it was that. But I think what it was the seal on the slide out in that one corner. And I took the yesterday. I took some cleaner and cleaned all the seals and put some of the seal I guess it's a preventer for keeps them soft and keeps them from the UV doing it. So we did that, and hopefully that will fix that problem. What I'll do is probably just put a piece of paper towel down there and see if it gets wet, then I'll know that I got a problem. Don't have to worry about weather, it's not going to rain. So anyway, that's the way that goes. Let's go to Mike, KF8 EDQ. You're up, I'll be at the bottom of the list.
Hey,